It's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our house. I love this song, and it's perfect for our friends with Connor O'Donovan Real Estate. We're happy to have in with us this morning in the studio. Vinny Matassa is here. Helen Council is here. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
How you doing? Hey, good to see you again.
I like this choice of song. I think it's perfect for what you do, and I like the message in it, how a happy house. Yes. A happy house. I love it.
That's what we love.
I know. That's what it's all about. All right. So tell us a little bit about Connor O'Donovan and what makes you all special and why you're probably one of the best realtors in town.
Well, I appreciate that. And we strive very hard, believe me. Helen and I, we're always communicating, talking to each other. We've always mingling, getting to meet people. Mm-hmm. I have a rule for myself. I always say I'm going to give 3 cards away every day.
Oh, what a good rule.
Yep. And this way, I mean, it may take
very
a lot
smart.
Of cards, but it gets me out there, gets people talking.
Yeah, I got my cards. I need to give you my cards.
That's, exactly.
I love that. So you give, you collect 3 as well?
Yeah, sometimes if it's a vendor or
right.
You know, a lot of times if I offer my card and they are in business, they'll offer me theirs. And
nice.
I'll put you in my database, yeah.
Well, I got to know Vinny when he was on the board of directors for the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. He was very actively involved. And I think chambers of commerce is a great way to get the word out about your business. And so those networking events and the things that you do keep you in touch with what's happening.
And they
in the
do such a good job on the beach. They put it out there. We get a really good crowd when we had when you go to those networking things.
Absolutely.
It's not 3 or 4 people. It's like 50.
Yeah, yeah, which is great for business, right?
Yes,
you can
yes.
hand out a lot of cards in an event like that.
I sure can.
So tell me a little bit about what makes it all special, because I know the two of you are a team and you do a lot of great things together.
We are, and we both have our different skill sets, and we vibe off each other with that regard. Vinny's got a lot of construction background history, and myself, it's more of the styling, the curb appeal, you know, how you can make your home presentable, mm-hmm. and just attention to detail, I would say. I'm also a very figures-oriented person. It's when I used to live in England, I was the equivalent of a CPA. So I
knew that about you. That's interesting.
I know. I am the spreadsheet girl.
Oh.
So I've got that sort of engineering brain and will definitely look at the figures even before I sometimes will turn up at the door.
Mm-hmm.
So doing a lot of background before we arrive at a property, honestly.
Well, I love the way you said figures. And we have sort of an international show here because we have Helen from London. And Vinny, where are you from?
New York.
Oh, I could never have guessed
that. Yes, I know. Vinny. Where are Vinny's from? New York.
I know.
Chicago.
Jersey.
Sometimes Jersey.
Yes, Jersey Shore.
We don't like to admit that, but yeah.
And Meg, I don't want to correct you, but because I do fly into London, but I'm technically from Wales.
Yes.
So
oh,
I don't want to.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
I'm Welsh, and you know how that can go sometimes.
Yes, there's a famous actor, Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, indeed.
What about our singer, Tom Jones? Is from her hometown,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah,
very. Oh, really?
Well, Anthony Hopkins' mother lives in my hometown, and Tom Jones is just 15 miles up the road. So, yeah, huge fans of both.
I love it. Okay, well, pardon me. She's from Wales.
Yes.
Don't sing, Vinny. Don't sing.
I won't,
you want to sell things. You know? Okay, back to business. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with you all in real estate and in the market now, and what's happening.
So I get, you know, one of the good things that we like to talk about too, especially with our buyers, is upfront costs of when you're buying a house. I mean, mm-hmm. they need to know. I mean, they have an idea. They want to buy a house. They may have been, you know, taught by their parents or by other friends. And
most
people
don't really know at all. And even if you had some experience 20 years ago,
it's way different experience.
It's very different now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So we try to give them the heads up and say, hey, so your upfront costs, you're going to have inspections.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to come out of your pocket upfront. And you can have as many inspections as you want. You know, a lot of people, they do a home inspection, which covers a lot of the house, but
mm-hmm.
then you might want like a WDO, which is for termites or rotted wood. You might want to get a sewer line inspection.
Right.
A mold inspection. So there's all kinds of
the
inspections
roof,
that they can do. And they're all available. And I always suggest, I don't ever like to sell a house without doing an inspection. I tell them you need to do an inspection. Now, if they insist, that's on, you know, that's on them.
Right.
But I always try to tell you, get an inspection. It's the best spent money.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about
and,
it.
And honestly, that doesn't happen until after we're under contract. So, mm-hmm. You know, you're not spending that on multiple properties. I am a fan of the buyer consultation. So I really like to sit down with you if we're not able to do that, to have a lengthy telephone conversation. And, you know, we will address and go over that whole process at that point, narrowing down to what their needs are. That's really our sole purpose at that very first meeting. What are they must haves, if you like, because desires versus what you must have are two different things. And we're going to talk about that. And
And
that can make a difference in the price.
Yes.
Are you willing to give this up to get that?
Yeah. And they obviously need money for a down payment. Mm-hmm. So it's required. So they need to know what else are they going to spend money on. So they're going to be doing inspections. The other thing they're going to be doing, their mortgage person's going to ask them for an appraisal. Mm-hmm. When they do the appraisal and they're in that process of buying the house, that's a cost that's going to come out up front. You're not paying that at closing.
Right.
So once again, they have to be prepared to have that money.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. Right? But I don't necessarily want people to feel that, okay, we don't have multiple thousands of dollars saved, so we're not in a position to buy a home. We will, you know, discuss how much these different items would cost. And there are ways around it. So, you know, sometimes we can ask the seller to assist with closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are definitely ways around it.
Yeah, don't think you can't afford it. She's totally right. Because I've talked to people that say, yeah, I want to buy a house, but I can't afford it. So, well, why don't you think you can afford it? Let's mm-hmm. talk about it.
Right.
Because there are options. There's also bond money. Mm-hmm. And the bond money is pretty much, if you qualify based on whatever the criteria is,
mm-hmm.
it's money that you get. And a lot of times, if you're in that house for 7 years, you don't even have to pay it back.
Oh, okay. And where does the bond money come from?
I think it's state or federal. Mm-hmm. State or federal.
Well, that makes me think, because I think one of the smart things, and I think y'all have mentioned this before, is to get pre-qualified, figure out where you stand, what you can afford. I may want a $1 million house, but I may not be able to afford this. And then I can be shopping in that market that fits basically what my income is. But there's some other, also some FHA, there's some, a lot of different veterans loans, aren't there? A lot of different things that you can do, find out about as well to supplement if you need it.
Yeah, there is. And it's lower down payments normally. I mean, the expense.
That helps.
Well, yeah, but the expense, you know, you're going to usually be giving up maybe an interest rate. Your interest rate might be a little high. There might be. They may take a little money up front, like on FHA. There's a what they call a premium that you pay to have that FHA loan. But yeah, I think that it's more affordable than you think.
Right.
And as options. So I always tell people, get with a realtor and find out and see if they can guide you. And, you know, talk to a finance person if you haven't. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know any, we can refer you to quite a few of them, give you some options.
Yeah, these days it doesn't take long to find out if you're pre-qualified.
No,
it
doesn't.
Probably find out the same day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is super helpful.
Yes.
And you were talking a bit about the different needs and what you want. Can you give some more examples of that? And when you're coming into buying a house, what your expectations should be?
Sure. I mean, one of the first things that we would probably talk about is, what is your lifestyle? Where would you like to live? We get a lot of people moving to Pensacola.
Yes.
However, there are so many different areas and they all have a different feel and vibe. You know, are we looking at the beach or Gulf Breeze for the school district or Pace?
Mm-hmm.
That's totally different to maybe living downtown or over towards Perdido. So could it be lifestyle related, family related, work related? You know, how far do they need to be from work? That's sort of generalizing on location, and then needs wise we will drill down to, well, do you absolutely need a garage? How many bedrooms do you need? Size of home, you know, that's going to be dependent on the occupants and if they've got many guests and visitors arriving,
right?
Or they are new young family, and you know, or are they just a single person? They only just want a one bedroom, one bath. That's sort of our initial thing, because then we can focus the search much more intense.
One of the things that comes to my mind is how much property do you really need? Because if you want a condo, that's not really an issue, but you might have four dogs and you need a fenced backyard. I mean, yes. Little things like that seem obvious, but not always.
They don't think about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also think that when you're looking to buy something, you should get five bullet points. What's the five must-have things?
That's smart.
Now, we can adjust it, mm-hmm. right? We can adjust it, but let's wear that one out. Let's say these are the five things. You might realize, you know what? The fifth thing on my list, obviously I'm not seeing that, so mm-hmm. maybe I need to change it or just eliminate it and don't be chasing houses that you know are really not going to fit for you.
Well, maybe a fireplace would be something like that where it's not an essential, but you're moving down from up north and you've never not had one.
So just automatically think you want one.
Yeah, exactly. So then you go, oh, okay, well, Florida, how often am I going to actually use it? I've used mine for Christmas.
Yes, and I'm thinking that the contrast juxtaposed to that might be a screen room, a Florida room.
That's right.
You know, because moving here with sometimes our mosquitoes and things like mm-hmm. that, you know, and they might want a home that definitely has one of those. Now, it might be that we can't find one that suits all of those other requirements, but we might be able to look at something and, well, you know, we can easily have one, you can have one after you've closed, added on mm-hmm. at a reasonable price. So, you know, Vinny and I are always looking at options that even if all of the items are not ticked immediately, how might that be added on later at a reasonable cost?
Right. Okay. No, this is great. We're talking with our friends at Kana O'Davin Realty. This is Vinny Matassa and Helen Council, and they're here to answer your questions about real estate. If you're thinking about selling, maybe you're thinking about buying, 850-437-1620. Please feel free to text in those questions. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Okay, so you've talked quite a bit about the buyer. What about the seller getting ready? I know you mentioned that the buyer pays for the inspections, but I've also seen sometimes that the seller will do that just to make it even more.
Yeah, the sellers don't pay too much for inspections because it's a little bit of a conflict.
Right, okay.
But they will pay towards closing costs, mm-hmm. Which is a big, like you said, it's a big help because that's something that's got to come out of that buyer's pocket.
Right.
So, and I always tell people, I said, well, I don't have that much money saved up. Well, I said, let's get with your finance guy. And or gal, and mm-hmm. talk to them and say, what do you really need? How much you're going to need? Because we might be able to get some out of the seller, be willing to help because he wants to sell his property. So, yeah, it's a win-win. Yeah.
And sometimes you can also elect to have a sort of pre-inspection done prior to listing your property. So the seller,
that's maybe what I'm thinking
yes,
of.
It's not hugely expensive. I'd say, I think we've been quoted around $200, $250. And the inspector is going to come and look with the same eyes that he would with a buyer. Mm-hmm. And so you're sort of pre-armed at that point. You know if there's anything major that inspector has picked up and addressed. And that gives you the opportunity to rectify it
yes.
before we do list it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's smart,
you know,
really.
Yeah, and we've got the invoices then to prove it. We can document it. It's just another added selling point mm-hmm. that we can demonstrate. And it really does help a property be shown in the best light right from the start.
No, I think that makes a lot of mm-hmm. sense to take that step.
Sure.
So your properties, what would you say is your specialty? What are the things that you really enjoy doing and some of the folks that you've sold to up to this point?
I enjoy all aspects of it, honestly. I really do.
Good answer.
Yeah, I do. And I think people really value sometimes our opinions. So they'll have us in and the first thing they'll say to me on the selling side is, well, is there anything I should change or anything I should do? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll give constructive, you know, I may say, in fact, this happened to me very recently. I suggested they take out the carpet in the one bedroom and lay the flooring, the LVP, mm-hmm. luxury vinyl plank that was in the other areas for continuity and freshness.
Right.
And also a coat of paint in one of the other rooms. And I will say that when we had addressed that, we got that home under contract in a month,
wow.
and it had previously been on the market for months and months.
Isn't that interesting? So they got rid of the purple paint. That might have been the deal breaker.
I think also that people don't realize that what, you know, what the house really needs to look like and what the buyers are really looking for.
Especially if you've lived there a long time, you don't see the things that when you two walk in and see and you go, oh, we need to take care of that.
And we never want to be disrespectful.
No,
and
of course
you know,
not.
But we are looking at it with a general buyer's eyes. We're trying to make it appeal to the masses, if you like.
Sure.
And also look at things that jump out to us that, as you say, wouldn't have jumped out to them.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. We're talking with our friends from Connor O'Donovan Realty. It's Vinnie Matassa and Helen Council who are available to help you buy or sell your home. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you if they're listening this morning and saying, I like that New York accent. I like that Wales accent.
There you
go. Let's see.
850-343-5720. I always have my phone with me. I am a full-time realtor, and this is what I do.
Okay.
Yes, and Vinnie and I, we're always full-time. My number is 850-529-6868. Or you can go to our website. We have, Vinnie's got his own URL. Mine is helensellspensacola.com. And you can see lots of helpful information on there, including all of our previous podcasts with yourself, Meg. So they can rerun those too.
I love it. So tell us a little bit about where the market's at right now. It's summertime, the school's getting ready to start, but a lot of people, I would think, are transitioning right now, especially the military, people that are moving in from out of state. What are you seeing as far as our market goes?
I mean,
how's it looking?
I think our market is pretty consistent. I mean, beginning of the year, it was down a little bit, but as of this morning, I saw there was 705 houses under contract.
No kidding.
And I believe there was about 30 that were showing sold, which meant 30 more came in. Because that number didn't change much. Now, it was higher last month.
It sounds pretty healthy to me.
And it seems to be pretty consistent. But I always say between 600 and almost 750 is under contract every month. So we're turning houses pretty regularly. There are plenty of opportunities out there. I mean, there are some houses that are taking a little bit longer.
Right.
But there are definitely some sales being made.
Well, you, I know, are a good fixer-upper guy. So talk a bit about that if someone was thinking about investing and buying a property that maybe is a little bit cheaper but needs some work. You're an expert at that.
Well, I've got some good experience.
Yes, you do. I've seen you underneath the house hammering away.
Yeah, so I would say that there are some good opportunities when you're buying a house that needs to be fixed up. The one thing you have to really consider is to be able to buy it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times those are going to be bought by cash.
Right.
You can finance. You can get what they call a renovation loan. But it's not something like if you go through a bank with a renovation loan, they're normally not going to let the buyer actually fix it. You're going to have to go through a contractor, which is fine. It might cost a little bit more, but you can still accomplish getting that house fixed up the way you want it and be able to use it as either a rental or if you want to live in it.
Right.
So I never discourage people. If you want to do a renovation, even on the VAs, they do renovation loans now.
Oh, really? So, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
okay.
So you could still get that.
Yeah, and good opportunity often to get into the market at a reasonable cost, because anything that you're going to renovate yourself, usually you'll definitely improve the value and more. So, you know, you go through the headache, but then the other part of that is because I've assisted Vinnie in many of those projects. You know, you are getting to style it and choose the things that actually you want, and you're not having to have somebody else's choice. So I'm always kind of excited on a refurb.
Yeah, it's always interesting.
People like what they like. And, we try to give them the vision. You know, Helen's really good with when we do some staging or when they're staging for the people that actually are selling their homes. We give them some suggestions. It really makes a difference because some people don't have that vision. They can't walk into the house and say, I don't know how this is going to look. But yet, if you lay it out with furniture and stuff, they see that vision and they go, oh, yeah, okay, I could see me living here.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, we've got a few minutes left. I know you've got a property you wanted to highlight this morning, and we can talk a little bit about that. And then some of the things that are happening, like downtown, we've got a new Sneaky Tiki heading out there, the new project. So maybe we can talk about a few of those things before we go.
Sure. I'll talk about the Sneaky Tiki. So If anyone knows who the Sneaky Tiki is,
the beach place.
We love JJ out there. She does a great job, and that whole renovation of that RV park was amazing. Because I was I live on the beach, but I was living. I just moved there, and the transformation of that place was amazing.
Jim Reeves RV park out there.
Yeah, it was really amazing, and it's really become the hot spot on the beach. And so I just was reading in the news. Basically, they're looking at a place downtown.
That's what I heard. And have a sneaky tiki downtown. What's sneaky about the tiki is that it's behind, kind of hidden in the back behind the RV park. So you have to know where you're going to find it. Now I'm curious as to where they're going to hide it in downtown. to keep it sneaky.
Well, they're talking, they've been talking to the Architectural Review Board. Mm-hmm. And supposedly 209 South Balin Street. Now, I'm not sure if that's real.
Okay.
I've done a little research, but it's still in the beginning stages.
Okay, interesting.
So,
exciting.
Supposedly the building dates back to 1910.
Oh, how fun! That'd be fun to renovate.
So they're gonna have to do something to match the historic area,
right?
But yet still have that little Caribbean vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited for them because they're such good people too.
That is neat. That's really fun. And then I notice here you've got a property. Is it Cottage View Drive? Is that?
Yeah. We have a property that's available for sale in Cottage View Drive, and that's in Lakewood Cottages. A lot of people might not be familiar with where that is.
Where is that?
So just off Barrancas, and there's the ore houses over in that sort of direction.
Right.
You're just a 5-minute drive from the heart of downtown, and it's relatively new. So these homes were only built about 10 years ago. The most of the little neighborhood, it's very small. They're little cottages, but then there are about half a dozen sort of larger two-story properties.
Oh, nice.
And this one that we're highlighting today is one of those larger two-story. So it's got that double garage, which is very hard to find downtown Pensacola.
Yes.
And it has previously been used as a short-term rental, an Airbnb. It's immaculate. Everything, when I talk about my sort of styling and things that I would do or not do, I mean, the home is turnkey. And you could even purchase this home with all of the furniture included.
Really?
It's
2,200 square feet.
Nice.
And the seller has been just amazing. She has did so many updates in the property, mm-hmm. and the property's not even that old, and she's done lots of updates. This is a great deal for the price. I mean,
I like that the furniture is included.
So
that's great.
And everyone's now thinking, how much is it? How much is it? So it's listed at $415,000. So if you'd like us to show you it, please reach out. I mean, both of us have done short-term investment properties, and I think it is a really great one.
If you don't want to live in it, you can definitely rent it. If you want to do a part time,
mm-hmm.
It's a lovely neighborhood. Your neighbors are very nice. All the houses are very look good. Everyone keeps their yard nice.
Okay, well, we've got just a couple minutes left here. Anything you want to mention that we haven't talked about? And if you're just joining us at the end of the hour here, talking with Vinny and Helen, both with Connor O'Donovan Real Estate. And great realtors in our community and also very involved in the community, which always matters to me to know that they're making an investment in who we are.
So we're here to help. So if you're interested in buying or selling a house, please call us 850-343-5720. Also, you can go to the website, www.soldbyvinnyfl.com. You can find me and Helen there.
Great.
But Helen also has her link too.
Yeah. And also, even if you're not necessarily thinking right now, just planning. Sometimes the cogs turn in your brain that you might not be ready for another year or so. That's absolutely fine with us. We're great at giving information, talking you through the process. We just love meeting and talking about real estate. So,
and you never know if with that knowledge, something might pop up that you go, oh, I just thought of so-and-so.
Exactly.
It's perfect for this. Okay, one more time, phone numbers.
850-343-5720. We'd love to help you. I want to be your realtor.
There you go.
850-529-6868.
All right, thank you both so much. Connor O'Donovan Real Estate, so great to have you on the show.